I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Erkan tottered off with his little cup to go and watch porn in a little room. And honestly, I was like, this is actually just a nice little fucking Monday afternoon for you, isn't it, dickhead? Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by reality star, DJ, and let's face it, the daughter of one of the biggest Geordie legends of all time. It's Bianca Gascoigne, everybody! Woo!
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, babe?
I'm good. Well, I've been dealing with my pregnancy, which hasn't been easy. Oh my God, my dog is barking. I don't know what to do.
Don't panic! Well, honestly, let me show you where mine has chosen to sit.
Oh my God. Oh, that is amazing. The thing is with Panda, like, he's still a pup. He needs to be trained still. Like, we've got a good trainer coming in, but please do me a favor and just be quiet. Sorry about that. But yeah, I'm here with Panda.
So what is, may I please ask, obviously I'm a little bit dog obsessed. What is Panda? Is
he's a Cavapoo. So he's mixed with a Cavalier and a Poodle, and he's black and white. AKA.
Of course.
Yeah.
Bless him. Well, mate, congratulations. First off, babe, you look fucking amazing. Yummy mummy to be.
Oh, I don't feel it at all. Like, literally, pregnancy has not been easy for me, one little bit. Like, I'm not going to beat around the bush with it. I've been very open with my experience. Like, it's not easy. It really isn't. Like, people, like, say, your body's going to change. You're going to feel tired. But they don't prepare you for, like, your mental state. Like, it's been tough. It really has.
It's so lovely to hear you talk so honestly about it, though, Bianca, because I don't know whether it was, like, our mum's generation, mate, that was a very much, like, suck it up, get on with it, you don't complain type of generation. Because I feel like we now are really... we're really surprised when it comes to, like, pregnancy, childbirth and all the sort of pitfalls, because we just weren't told about them. Like, I remember my sister, her little girl's 3 coming up in January, but, like, she was on the phone to my mum all the time, like, I'm fucking this, I'm that, I'm exhausted, I feel sick, I'm, like, emotional. And my mum was like, oh yeah, I remember all this. And Laura was like, well, why didn't you fucking tell us, you know?
Honestly, it's weird. People talk about the postnatal depression, but yeah. I got the antenatal depression.
No.
And it's just, yeah, it's honestly, like, your life's changing, your body's changing, your mind's changing, and you're supposed to feel like, oh my God, this is the best time of my life. I'm having a baby. This is magical. But it isn't like rainbows and lollipops. Like, it is tough. Like, you're being put through, I read something yesterday, like, your body's getting put through its, like, highest adrenaline, like, endurance peak. Like, so apparently it's, like, equivalent to your stressful stages of pregnancy. It's like doing a marathon or doing the Tour de France. You know, it's like...
With a watermelon strapped to your stomach and all.
What's that?
With a watermelon strapped to your tummy as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it is... it's a really weird experience, but I haven't had any filter, which has probably helped me through it. But the more I've opened up to people, they're like, oh my God, I couldn't say it. I couldn't even tell my friends that I was feeling like this. Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, no, I've had no filter. I'm like, yeah, it's not good. Like, I don't understand in the sense that people, like, it's a really, well, hopefully people do have that amazing experience. Like, I want that for everyone, but it hasn't been like that for me in the bar. I have come out of the thick of it now. Don't get me wrong. I still have my up and down days.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I've got like 11 weeks left. So I'm like, yes, I'm at the finishing line. I can see the out now. Like, yeah. I have like a really sociable dating life with my boyfriend, and that all kind of stopped because we like to go out and we like to get smashed on tequila. We can't do that anymore. So, you know, it's tough.
It's such like a huge adjustment, and in like so many ways. Of course, you're dealing with all of the sort of like physical changes of your body. You're dealing with the changes to your life and schedule and routine. And I think like it's a lot, mate. Like, God. And as well, you're so right. We know that some women struggle to get pregnant. We know that some people have fertility issues, and we know that what you're going through is a blessing, but that doesn't mean that it's not fucking difficult, Bianca, and you cannot complain about it. Like, I just need to make sure you know that you're so entitled to complain as much as you want.
I know, and I, because this is the thing, like, where I'm quite honest with it, well, really honest with it, I do feel bad for the women that are out there that can't conceive, and, you know, I'm very mindful of that. Like, I put a video on my Instagram just to say, look, it's my birthday today. But, you know, like, I've been posting these lovely pictures of me with a bump, but my reality hasn't quite been, you know, like all
as shiny and glossy. Yeah.
I need to make people that are going through it the same thing as me to realize it's actually normal. Like, it's not spoke about, but it is actually very, very normal. But I do feel extremely lucky, of course. And I felt pregnant so quickly as well. So I feel bad for even complaining, but I have to speak my truth just for the other, you know, women that are going through the same thing.
But that's it. Like, it's such a minefield, isn't it? Like, knowing what's sensitive to say and what's okay to say, and hoping that you won't trigger somebody. But actually, you're right. Like, you have every right to speak your truth. And I think, you know, my sister's little girl is, Maeve will be 3 now in January. So she's honestly young. She's class, like little red head, like rosy cheeks, blue eyes. She's cute as a button, but she's the fucking devil. Laura, she's the devil. Like, honestly, no, mate, I'm not trying to scare you. She's like, she's gone through the terrible twos, isn't she? So like in the summer when it was really hot, obviously because she's so fair, I rang Laura and I was like, oh, is Maeve all right? Is she okay? Is she coping with the heat? She went, Maeve loves the heat, Vicky, because it reminds her of where she was born. Hell. And I was like, it's a fucking bad day. Yeah, but so Laura had our own fertility journey, and it was specific for her. And obviously it's not my story to tell, but there were ups and downs, you know, like a lot of people. And she feels like she should be so grateful, so happy, singing Maeve's praises every day because she knows how lucky she is to have a healthy, happy baby. But actually she says, like, you know, the reality of it, Vicky, is like, some days are really hard. Like, my body like hasn't snapped back like people fucking said it would. Like, some days I still haven't slept. And I think what's really important, Bianca, is that you do highlight these things, the ups and downs, the more like the realness of it. Cause otherwise everyone's just going to fucking continue thinking they're not normal for having those like dark moments, you know?
Yeah, since I put my video out, I've had so many women come back and go, oh my God, this is exactly what I'm going through, or that's what I went through. You've made me feel so much better. It's just, for some reason, the prenatal or antenatal depression isn't spoken about.
Nah.
Like, it's the post. And you know what? Like, I think I'm hoping, because I've gone through the pre, I don't have the post.
I've got everything crossed for you. I've got everything crossed for you, mate.
Please. it's just, it's weird that it's not spoken about, but I am quite real and quite honest with stuff. I just kind of say how it is. But, you know, it is a magical thing. And I know the outcome is going to be absolutely amazing and life-changing in a way. Like my mum said, it's going to be the making of you. Many people have said that. But at the time you're like, this isn't fun. Like, I'm not in a roller coaster, but like I'm stuck in the seat and I don't know what's going on. And just like, I feel bad for my partner as well because, you know, I usually am a happy-go-lucky, bubbly kind of girl, but there's been times where I've really, really, really been down, and it's just, it has been a struggle. Like it really, really has. It's not been easy, but life isn't easy. And I feel bad because I feel like I'm complaining still, but it's just my reality at the end of the day. And I just want to share that just so everyone else can feel a bit more normal.
Please, like, honestly, please don't apologize. Like, I think it's so refreshing, mate. Like, sometimes I look on Instagram and, like, these influencers I follow and stuff, like, they'll do this, they'll have, like, four kids, like, they're holding four children already, yeah. And then they've got this, like, perfectly flat washboard stomach with abs, and they just pop up their pajama top, and they're, like, expecting baby number five. And I just think, and, you know, our life looks so perfect, and our house is so aesthetically pleasing, and it's creams and whites and greys, and there's never a thing out of place. And I just think, you know what? Fuck off. Like, I've got no kids. I've got a Labrador, and, like, my house is always a mess. I always have never got makeup on. I'm always stressed out. Like, I just don't think it's fucking relatable or real, or does women any good to see these constant, carefully curated, perfect images from people, like, online. I think it's better when we're honest, when we're real, when we say, like, oh God, I've got a period, or today was crap, or I'm grateful I'm pregnant, but I'm struggling. Like, all of these things that fucking make you human, and that's what makes us great.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes, I always say that.
There you go. If you're looking at someone that's putting, like, oh, my lovely family, and you're like, oh my God, they've got everything. They've got the happiness. But really, the reality behind the closed doors is a lot more real, a lot more what we go through. So, I'm just trying to just express the realness of the world.
You're honestly, mate, you're doing great. Like, please keep being you. I think it's honestly, my sister and women like that everywhere will love it. Like, I always remember having a conversation with two of my pals. And, like, the celeb will remain nameless because we're not that type of podcast here. We're a very nice, positive podcast. But them saying, like, some celeb had had a baby and posted about, like, her rock hard abs, like, a couple of days later. And, like, you know, that's her reality. I'm not being scornful at all. Everybody's genetically different. But they were like, that was really hard for us to see. Like, we know we had babies at the same time, and we know this and we know that. And, like, they just felt like it was a potentially a little bit insensitive. Like, there's so much pressure on women for this, like, snapback thing. And I felt like, God, like, you know, you don't even think about that. Like, you think about, God, how am I being a good mother? Am I doing this? Am I doing that? And now we've also got the pressure of, do we look okay when we're doing it? Like, what the fuck?
I'm like this, and oh my God, like, I'm doing, like, you know, endless nights of sleep, and it's I have obviously not got through to that part yet, but I'm sure I'm probably going to feel like that. Maybe I should take a little Instagram break, a little Daily Mail break. Just live in the world for a second,
like,
you know?
Absolutely be the change you want to see, Bianca. Like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Jesus Christ. Like, I'm not even pregnant. I've got no babies. I don't know how I'll react when I'm in that situation. I'd like to think I'll remain true to myself and do the whole Insta reality thing, but fuck knows. Like, when I've got hormones coursing through my body, what I'm going to feel like. But, like, it would be, like, so nice if, you know, if you did post, like, this is the reality of it, like, I've got baby poo here, I've not slept, like, my body didn't do that fucking snapback thing that everyone told me it would. Like, I don't know, just a thought, girl, because I'd love to see that.
Even when I posted my video, I was like, oh my God, should I be posting it? Like, I, like, there is a pressure of, like, you know, portraying this image, and it's hard as well, because I didn't want to, like, say, upset, you know, women that can't conceive, and there's so many different factors in your brain, and you're like, oh my God, but what if someone goes, oh God, that does look disgusting? And you're like, well, I know it looks disgusting because I'm feeling it, I'm living it. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just
many
things to think about when you post stuff. Like, it's pressure. It's pressure.
And you know, you'll never please everybody, like, to return the favor of what another favorite quote of mine. I always say, you can't people please your way in a collective acceptance. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be the nicest person you want on social media and do all the right things and all the charity work and all the Insta versus realities and all the support and other women and all the being kind. And actually, there'll still just be some knobhead who wants to come on and be nasty. So, you know, do whatever feels right for you on social media. And if you're making a couple other women feel really good about themselves and less alone in the process, I'd consider what you're doing a bit of a win, mate.
Hopefully. But with these, like, kind of nasty people that say things, it's like, you like, I always tell myself, happy people don't go out of their way. No, like, you just go, oh, like, even if you thought a little bit differently, you'd be like, okay, but you're not going to, like, you know, send a message. It's just, you have to realise happy people don't send nasty messages, and that's it. You're sorry for these people, and that's it's hard because obviously I get caught up in days where I can get a couple of messages and I'm like, it does affect your day because you could have like a thousand good ones and you see that little one, you're like, why are they doing that to me? That's not fair.
And don't you want to try and change their mind? I always want to try and change their mind. And I'm like, what are you doing? This is some lonely old weirdo from some shit town. Why do you care? Fuck them off.
My mum says I'm the best at it. I think I've got, like, she's like, you're like a politician. Like, I kill people with kindness in a way, or like deflect something. But it's just like, well, some people can say the nastiest things to me, like about my family. And I can go, oh, thank you so much. I really hope you're having a nice day too. And they'll write back going, oh my God, you're the best. Thank you so much. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, what is going on here? But it's just, they just want me to message back. And then when you give that, and I'm like, right, I'll stop doing that now because Kate,
you're rewarding negative behaviour. Yeah.
Like, delete. Bye-bye. Bye, Felicia.
That's it.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's hard. Social media is like a massive sort of part of most of our lives now, and there's no point in denying it, you know, like it's a huge part of how I make money, it's how we communicate, how we keep in touch, how we get our gossip, all these things.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it's definitely bittersweet. I just think you have to I think you have to know how much is too much for yourself. Like I can doom scroll and like I know I'm actually, it's just attributing to my bad mood or poor mental health or whatever, you know. Yeah. But every so often, just popping on and posting and having a chat with some lovely like people who follow you, that's great, you know. Maybe he's reading a motivational quote or catching up, seeing how you're doing with your pregnancy. Those things, all great, but too much, yeah it's got to be bad for you, Hannah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm so pleased you came on, Bianca, and was so honest there, because like I was having a little look through your Instagram and I was like talking to my producer and I said, fucking hell, she's doing the whole Rihanna like sexy bumping along thing, like I'm fucking loving it. And you look absolutely amazing, but I feel like it's dead nice that you've said you sort of have your down days too.
It's because, do you know what, it's my best friend who was in the photo with on my Instagram,
in the black dress.
Yes.
She's gorgeous as well.
That's girl. She's my best in the whole wide world. She's like, you need to embrace your bump. I was like, oh, I don't want it. She was like, please, for my birthday, just get it out. I was like, all right, I'll get a bump out for you if I have to.
Bump out for the birthday girl.
Yeah, bump for the birthday girl. So, yeah, and then I was like, do you know what? I should embrace it. Like I said, your mind goes through different stages. You're like, oh no, like I want to, like I would wear like big suit jacket sometimes to hide it. And I'm like, no, you should embrace it. You should just go with it. And yeah, it's just like the reality behind closed doors is the fact that, you know, I have body dysmorphia. So for me, being pregnant was really difficult in my body changing. Because I'm like, even my mum's like, I go, mum, I'm just so fat. She's like, B, you're pregnant. And I'm like, when are you going to realize? Like, I've got like 11 weeks left. She's like, you're in your third trimester, you're heavily pregnant. And I'm still like, no, I'm just so fat. I like hate my body. And she's like, you really, really need to like change your mindset on it, because this, you're growing a human.
Yeah.
you're not fat. But I see myself as that, you know, that's just how it is. And when you've dealt with body dysmorphia, it's difficult. Like, I can't stand my arms now. Like, I won't even have my arms out. Like, it's a constant battle with, like, loads of different aspects in your brain with pregnancy. But, you know, I know that it's going to be lovely on the outcome, but at the moment, it's just you're battling yourself in your head. Yeah.
Oh God, mate! Like, you know, I love that you're talking to us. Like, so it's so mental that, like, this is the way the conversations took. Like, I honestly only had like a couple of questions about pregnancy, and then I was going to ask you about your fella and all these things, and like what you're doing with us. But, you know, yesterday me and Erkan went to start like our egg freezing journey.
Oh my God, amazing. Congratulations.
And thanks, B. Like, fucking hell. Like, it's been a long time coming, and I've been saying I was going to do it. And I think, if I'm honest with myself, the reason I've been putting it off is because I was waiting for this moment, mate, where I just felt actually ready to try and conceive naturally. I just was waiting for that moment where I was like, you know, I've got a house and I love your work, and I know we're going to be together, and I want to have a baby with you now. And I was waiting for that to come, and I wanted it to, and it just didn't.
It didn't have a pressure of feeling. Yeah. Like, you'd feel like that. I wasn't ready. I'm still not ready, but who is ready?
That's what I was chatting to the nurse about. Like, I said to her yesterday, I was just lovely, and I said I kept waiting to just feel ready so I didn't have to do this, and I said it never came. I went and I realized, God, if you keep waiting for that like light bulb moment where, oh yeah, I'm ready to be a mother, I was like, you're gonna potentially miss the opportunity to even freeze some good eggs. So no, we made the move yesterday, but she said, you know,
that's an amazing move to do. So like, congratulations, you know.
Thanks,
like,
mate. Tottered off with his little cup to go and watch porn in a little room. And honestly, I was like, I was like, this is actually just a nice little fucking Monday afternoon for you, isn't it, dickhead?
The vision is there.
Yeah, but he come back and showed us the options. He was like, these were my options for me films. I was like, oh, lovely. What one did you pick? He was like, MILF. So I was like, right, lovely. This is the man I'm having kids with.
What a lovely thing to pick, though, because he's picking what he wants, and that's what he wants. So that's good. There you go.
No, I'm sorry. I'm refusing to accept your explanation that it was cute. He's a sick little man.
But he could have been a lot worse.
He could have. There could have been some questions raised had he picked anything else, put it that way. But no.
The thing is, I've never been maternal. So, like, for me, I don't even know the steps for, like, IVF and freezing eggs. Yeah. And I looked into it once, but I kind of didn't take it seriously. So I don't even know the steps, like, what you're going to go through now or whatnot. So it's, you know, it's a huge thing, but I really hope I haven't put you off by this conversation.
God, no, mate. Like, you've absolutely not. Like, obviously I'm 35, babe, like just turned. So pretty much all me pals, if they haven't had kids, they're having kids, they're having their own fertility journeys, whatever that looks like for them. And there's ups and downs for everybody. So no, mate, you are not the first person to be honest with me. Like, I think it's fucking great that we're talking about things like this more often, you know, like, other than that sort of stiff upper lip British vibe that our parents had to do, you know, like, I think it's so much better for women.
I'm pregnant, you could be like, I remember having this chat with B. Normal.
I'll just be like, I'm not fat, I'm pregnant. Bianca Gascoigne told us, right? But it's good to know, because obviously, so the way it works, like, not, you know, I hope you don't ever have to do this, you know, in the future, but the way it works is, like, I'll get hormone injections to kind of like stimulate me egg growth, and that's what we're really nervous about, because obviously we're starting at the start of next year, and I'm like a hormonal person anyway, be like, really can cry at the drop of a hat, like mood swings all over the place, like, you'd think I was pregnant fucking 365 days a year. I'm honestly mad, so I really do worry about poor Erkan next year, actually, because he's so on one level, very calm, very measured. Yeah, and I'm just going to be fucking nuts for 2 weeks.
But he knows that's the process you have to go through. It's like, my fellow, like, he's been put through, like, because where I'm just, like, usually fun and everything, I'm just like, crying or just like not myself, not really talking. Like I shut down when I'm like emotional. I'm like, silence is what I do. So like he's like, but he's like, no, it's because this isn't her. This is how I explained it to him. I was like, I'm an alien in my body. Like I have no control of my body or my mind right now. Like I like if I say things, I don't really mean it. If they sound a bit like different to what I would normally say, but you know, my
please just bear with us.
My heart is pure, but I'm going for a tough time.
It's mad that you describe it because that's what my mom actually said. Like my mom's a clap. Just so you know, like my mom's like the best mom ever be, and she felt all of these things as well. So you're in pretty good company. I bet you're going to be an absolutely amazing mom.
I hope so.
No, you will, man. You will. But yeah, she said the same. She was like, felt like because my mom's whole life had worked. Like we're naturally really curvy and greedy ladies, so we've got to like train hard or like do whatever. Probably in her day, it was like fucking Weight Watchers and Slimming World and all those things.
No social media to compare either.
Exactly. Probably a little bit better in that sense. But she used to work really hard, looking good, and then of course she got pregnant and stuff. And she was like, it was like there was an alien living in my body, Vicky. Yeah. She was like, I really struggled. She went, I hated being pregnant, but I loved having you. So I reckon if
hormone injections, you just like, I'm an alien.
I'm just gonna tell them to fucking move out for 2 weeks, mate. That's probably for the best.
You come stay with me, I'll be like, yeah, this is normal. This is the hormone. Because apparently when you have a girl as well, the hormones are even more crazy. So let's, you know, like, this is where
And of course you're having a little girl, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yes.
And right, I know you're not gonna tell me the name because I feel like that's very personal, and I want you to do your big reveal and all that. But can you give me any clues?
Yeah, of course. She's going to be little B and I'm big B. So,
Right. I know this is so different, but we in our house, so we've obviously only got a dog at the moment, Milo, who is, as you've seen, sleeping very soundly next to his mammy. But I want to go full Kardashian. So I want another doggy called... If I say this and someone steals these names, by the way, I'm going to go fucking mental. Right. But yeah, I want to adopt another dog next year called Max. And then, so it's Max and Milo. Yeah. And then my third doggy, I want a little girl and I want it to be called Mabel. So I want it to be Max, Mabel and Milo.
Oh, that is too cute. Yeah, I'm a bit like that though.
Are you going to go all bees?
Yeah, well, I don't know if my fella will let me, but I'll try.
It's fucking, you're Fanny, your rules, mate.
Yeah, but the thing is, he gets the last name. So I'm like, this is a big debate in our household as well, because it's like, obviously, we're not engaged, we're not married. Yeah. It's like, the lot of surnames. So I'm like, hang on a minute, I'm doing all the hard work here. I'm carrying the baby. I'm going through the crazy time. Yeah. And then you just, because everyone's like, oh, baby Wright's coming. And I'm like, I don't know. It's not just, do you know what I mean? It's like I'm being pregnant for him. Yeah. No, what? This is not fair.
What am I, chopped liver? Yeah. Oh. Honestly, mate. But then I suppose it may be a bit of motivation for him to lash a ring on it.
Yeah. I did tell him not to. Well, this is the thing. This is what I said to him. I was like, "Do not propose to me when I'm fat."
I knew you're going to say, "Don't ask us when I'm pregnant." Yeah. I can understand.
We was on holiday with all of our friends, and they were like, "Well, you know, like, we was having a discussion about the surname situation." And he was like, "You told me not to," and I was like, "Do it when you're fat." And I went, "What do you think I'm fat then?"
Can't win. But honestly, mate, like you clearly know now that he is thinking of it. Like me, yeah. I know what you mean. Me and her can ask me back in February. So God, it's coming up for a year. And like, I didn't expect it. And I honestly wouldn't have cared when he asked, like, I'm just so in love with him. But we got really drunk after, and it was just so lovely. We're in Dubai, like drinking champagne, and like, and you kind of want a bit of that. So no, I feel like you'll enjoy being pregnant or as much as you can. Enjoy having a gorgeous baby. And then like when that comes, you can have a couple of glasses to celebrate that and enjoy that as well.
Our relationship is about socializing, going out, getting drunk, like having good time together. Like we are best friends at the end of the day of everything. So I think he was just like, no, but you won't appreciate it right now, because obviously I can't drink. I can't do the things that I would normally do. So, in the new year, I think that's probably going to be on the cards. So, yeah.
What an amazing 2023 you're going to have. I feel so excited for you. Babe, I've absolutely loved chatting to you. I haven't asked you any of my questions. I just got so excited. But will you please come back in part two? And I promise I'll ask you all my lovely questions from your producer.
Also will.
Okay, amazing.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.